The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Welcome to The Morning Blaze. I am your host, Doc W. Griswold. Yeah, based on my time off, I'm feeling very Griswold-esque.
Was it sounds like you got a story for us.
Marky, all kinds of,
he's a horrible.
Can I do your back? Wow. Do your own back.
Horrible.
Can I do your front?
We drove to Florida from Arkansas.
I don't see anything going wrong there.
17
Look, it's Parliament.
Hours.
Big Ben.
Long, long drive, which I'm used to driving because I'm cheap. And so I can't, I have to blame myself at least a little bit in this thing. But then it rained the entire way there. It was, it's not good. Not good. We get to, we stayed in different parts of Florida. We stayed most of the time in Orlando. So we go to Disney and the theme parks with my sons, my older son and my youngest son, and my mom and sister joined us down there. So we got a little
troop.
House. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Your wife and your mother-in-law?
No, mother-in-law didn't go. The effing dog wasn't there. It was the only thing that made it palatable is the effing dog wasn't there. But my mom and sister and oldest son were not getting there till a day later. And my wife's like, I want to stay at the Breakers for a night. Breakers is really upscale, very expensive, and this is one of my wife's favorite places. I love it too. It's great. It's right. Just expensive, and that's a little out of my class. You know,
you're in radio, you're rich,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So but I said okay, fine, you know, try to do stuff for her, fine. So we spent one night at the Breakers. We've done that a couple times before. It was great, except for in the evening. We got back from being at the beach and doing the outside stuff when Cubby, my 2.5-year-old son, was getting a little shower, hosing off, wife and hosing him off in the bathroom, and he slips and falls, hits the back of his head on the floor, splits it open.
Oh, my God.
And we went to the emergency room for 6 hours.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's fun.
That's
a good time.
Yeah.
So I hear my wife. First of all, I hear the thud. Uh-huh. I'm in the other room, and my wife's like, "Oh, are you all right?" And he starts crying.
I was gonna say it's a 1, 2.
Ah! Right. Yeah. Starts crying, and I was like, "Okay, is this something I need to run in there for?" No, I mean, you know, kids fall, whatever. And then my wife goes, "Oh my gosh, he's bleeding."
Looked like the scene from Psycho, didn't it?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I look at it, and you know, people flip out. Right. You know, when they see stuff. So I look at the back of his head, and I'm like, "We got to go to the hospital."
Oh,
we go to the hospital, did that whole thing. That was
sure,
all
that
fun.
Was fun.
Yeah, that was fun sitting there. Hey, it's $250 and listen to your kids scream and wait in the emergency room for 6 hours. Good times, good times.
Surprised it wasn't $1,200.
Well, that's the copay or whatever it is. So 250. That's, it was like, wow, okay. Here's an
how many
added
stitches
expense.
Did you get?
You got 4 staples in the back.
Oof. Must have been fun putting them in too.
Yeah, well, that's fun, the whole thing. Then you have to wait for it to numb and the whole day or whatever. So it was a whole lot of that. Then we went back up to Orlando and I have realized something. Chris Cruz is from Florida.
Yes.
That's his American home. That's not his Puerto Rican home.
No.
Orlando, I'm trying to think of the best way to do sucks. That might be the sucks.
Yes.
Orlando sucks.
Yes.
I've decided that's the best sucks. Expensive.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And can't go anywhere.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been to Florida many times. You can't go anywhere. You look at the GPS. It goes, oh, it's only 0.8 miles away. It's less than a mile. Good. 17 hours later and $4,000. Because somewhere along there, you're paying somebody. Uh-huh. There's a toll. There's a bridge. There's a mouse. Whatever it is, somebody's got their hand out. No, many people have their hand out.
Well, it is all progressive. So welcome to Orlando Progressive.
Horrible. And I love parts of Florida. Parts of Florida is, I mean, you know, it's fun, it's beautiful, whatever, but
it's that damn Disney feller.
Horrible.
He screwed it all up for all of us.
So a whole lot of pay me. We went to the beach a couple days. Oh, by the way, rained the whole time we're there.
Well, that's Florida.
That's Florida. But, you know, it's a couple hours here and there and you try it. So I told my wife, I'm like, we're already booked for the trip. We're there. We'll just kind of play it by ear every day and go, okay, it looks like it's going to rain from 3 to 4. Today's the day we go to Disney. Or today's the day we go to... So I went to the beach a couple different times and trying to dodge the rain, went to the East Coast, went to the West Coast, you know, a couple hours here, there, great, driving all over. Go to the beach on the East Coast.
Which one? Daytona, New Smyrna?
New Smyrna.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
And all the way up and down the coast is, you know, there's public beaches and they have the little showers and little parking lots and you go to the beach. You guys,
okay. Is it pay to get on the beach?
What's that?
You have to pay to get on the beach?
No, but okay, it's better than in Jersey. Some of them. You have to pay to park.
Yes.
You have to pay to park at some of them. Here you go. And it's not a per hour. It's a like flat $10 fee.
Yeah,
but I'm only going to be here 15 minutes. Pay me.
Yeah. And probably no in and out. You can't go out. Can you go back out?
I don't know if there's in and out privileges or not. I don't know. So we go to the beach and I unload the car. My wife and son set up. And I'm trying to think what we forgot that day. Anyways, you know what? I'll
go buy it.
Go buy it. I'll be back in an hour when I get to the back from the Walmart, whatever. So do that, come back. And as I'm parking, there's a bunch of cars. There's an open spot. I'm pulling up to like where the restrooms and little changing things are. And there's an old guy kind of crossing the little parking spot I'm pulling into. So I pause a moment while I'm pulling in and he gives me the, hey, thanks, kind of high sign. I wait, cross, pull in the spot, get everything unpacked, head in to change, because I didn't change it. I was going to meet them on the beach. And I'm at the urinal, and...
proposition?
He says, I hear something, and it turns out it's the old guy behind me. And I hear, come on, let's do this.
Whoa.
Oh.
And I look
which
over,
obviously means
I look over my shoulder and he's kind of leaning against the stalls. And I just look at him and I'm like looking around. It's like, who the hell's he talking to? It's,
did he have that come hither look on his face?
He did. He goes, come on, let's do this. I got a meeting in 10 minutes.
Oh, he's rushed.
And I go,
that's just rude. I mean,
right.
You couldn't even give me the courtesy of some
right.
So I go, I'm just looking at his blank face. I'm like, again, processing. He's talking to me and he goes, $20.
Like, at which point you said, all right, 50 and we're good.
This guy is like, he's at least on the low end, giving him the benefit of the doubt. If life's been rough to him, 80.
Wow.
I mean, this guy's old, good shape, you know, but
dentures.
I don't know. I didn't look that close.
Second.
But so wait, now,
are you flattered or offended? Because, you know, maybe he's thinking you're in his age range.
No, I'm still trying to process it. And I'm like, holy smokes. I think. And before I could like fully form it, he goes, he must have seen the hesitation on everything, my body, my face, whatever. And he goes, all right, I never do this, $10. But we got to hurry. I got a meeting in 10 minutes.
So he brought his offer down? He started with 20?
I'm sorry.
Well,
and then he went down to 10?
That's a good deal.
That is a good deal.
That is.
I mean.
There's a shirt that says, hey, It's only $20.
$20 is $20.
Yeah,
bucks,
right? I'm not gay, but $20
is $20.
I'm saying $10. That's like clearance sale right there.
It's like, okay,
we're blowing them out.
So
it's a blowout.
Yep. Hey, you.
So I go, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. And about then, I was wrapping things up. And
oh, you were still able to perform your duties?
Well, it was kind of in transition. Oh, I was leaving. Okay.
Then I realized whatever. I was peeing on him.
And he goes, you sure? No. It's like, you know, dropping your price hadn't done it. None of this had done it. Let me think. Maybe I have been hasty. I've been a little hasty in my...
You can't blame the guy for being persistent.
Sure.
He dropped a $5?
He did not at that
$7.50.
$0.40.
I think he'd be bringing the price up if you wanted to.
Is it impolite to wait for change for in this case?
No, he was offering to me. He was the pro.
Oh, okay.
Cal's not getting how this thing works.
He was
here.
Asking. He was. I'm sorry.
See,
it doesn't happen to me
Cal,
often. I'm not.
Doc stands
I'm not skilled
there
in this.
The bathroom. And
I was the client.
Yes. I see. Yes. Okay.
I was the prospective client.
Yes.
Put it there.
Perspective. Yes.
You sure?
He would be the John in the John.
Right. Right. I got a meeting in 10 minutes. He said that multiple times. I started thinking. I was like,
he's important.
That's
guy.
Really cutting it close. I mean, fairly insulting.
Maybe
what do you say? Is there a statement
demand.
About me in there?
Maybe he's just in demand.
You know what? I think I can fit you in. And by that, I mean in my schedule.
Good morning.
Now, as I was walking to the beach thinking, again, how odd my life is, I was thinking, okay, there are some unanswered questions about this. It's possible that he didn't mind being late to his meeting.
Yes, right.
His 10 minutes is really, I mean, you got travel time. I don't, maybe it was just the stall next door.
The next beach?
In which case.
Maybe it was, right.
Maybe it was a foot away.
Right, exactly. So, you know, but maybe he just didn't mind being late. Maybe he was going to blow it off.
And just to clarify.
The meeting. He was going to not go to the meeting. There was that. Maybe he's very talented. Maybe he was lying about the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can't trust an 80-year-old guy trolling people in a public restroom for sex, who can you trust? I'm going to have to take him at his word that he did have a meeting.
Right.
Here's the thing. I'm curious enough to see if 10 minutes is like full-on 10
enough,
minutes.
Enough time?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Are you thinking he was going to cut it short and jip him? Is that what it is?
If I was in your shoes, Doc, it's only $10. And I'd be like, out of curiosity, you have to know.
Curious.
You have yes, to. I'm...
Well, after everything that had happened that day, it wouldn't be the worst thing that happened to
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. What if
strict,
this were the
strict
best
curiosity?
10 minutes in Florida.
You know what, Chris? You know you bring a point. It's not just the 10 minutes. It's like, how would this whole thing have progressed after?
Yes.
Because that was.
That's awkward.
I mean, if there had been the full, you know. Exchange of
goods
and services, entrepreneurial venture. The proposition really only represented about 15% of it. There's
exactly.
A much greater story coming, right?
There
so
is.
To speak. Maybe the meeting was AA.
Could have been.
Or SA.
No, this was not the guy that mistook you for Chris Cruz, is it?
This is the reason I said, that's the reason I tweeted out about this. I think he mistook me for Chris Cruz.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And this was in New Smyrna?
Yeah, right along there. Where,
yeah.
There's is some, that near your home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
he and,
10 minutes from my
and
house.
And you said New Smyrna, like that's not rare.
No, it's New Smyrna. That's why I asked, which one did you go to?
And that's where you're like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's Bob.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Doc, this is what they're known for.
You got a good
it's
deal.
Called,
it's like being
called,
in Belgium and shocked that there's waffles.
Exactly.
He usually charges 25.
He dropped a 10 in the first 3 minutes?
Wow.
That is not like Bob.
You are... You are in really good shape, Doc. Really good shape. Quick break, back with more of this, The Morning Blaze.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network! Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-3333.
You know, there's one other question I have about the whole, you know, I got a meeting in 10 minutes. All right, $10. You sure?
$10, 10 minutes.
Is, what did I do that said, hey, I may be interested in such things?
Well, here's the thing, Doc.
Was he just troll everybody?
You had a moment.
Look how
that's what I want to know when I pulled into the spot.
Look how you're dressed.
Well, here's the thing. When he crossed...
In
front of the car. Do you make eye contact?
I did.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I almost hit the guy.
He gave you a thank you wave, right? He gave you a thank you wave, you said?
It was kind of a body gesture.
Was it that?
No, it wasn't that hand gesture, Brad. It was not that.
All right.
You know, you guys made eye contact, and that was the sign. That was the signal.
Because I could be inadvertently giving... I didn't do anything that I don't normally do. I apparently am propositioning people all the time.
Yeah. There's a gesture.
I mean, I would like to know that. I mean, that'd be helpful, I think. Yeah.
The funny thing is, after he, you know, the whole parking incident, he basically followed you.
Yeah, you got stalked.
Because whatever signal you gave him,
that's what I mean.
And from then on, he's just waited, and then he's like, oh, okay, there it is.
At the very least, it's flattering.
Here's a guy who may be willing to have sex for, for money.
Yes.
May pay me for sex.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what gesture did I do? Was it a...
Well, tell me, when he crossed, what did you... Show me what you did.
I don't know. It's just kind of like, hey, it's kind of the head.
That was the look you gave him.
I guess. Like, well, first of all, it was probably shock. Like, whoa, I almost hit you. And then I'm like, okay, I gotta wait for this guy. Yeah, okay, great.
That was it right there.
Right. What?
What you just did? I mean, doesn't that say, let's go have a good time?
Yes. It's written all over your face.
The way you kind of just like move.
I thought you
arched your eyebrow and you're like. Mm-hmm. Hey.
I thought you went into the stall and then stuck your leg under a la Senator Larry Craig. Didn't we learn that with Senator Craig at the Minneapolis airport?
Well, that's still there.
That's so yesterday.
That's still there. You still do that too?
But that's only used at airports, malls.
That's once you're already in there.
Yeah, offices, like studio-wise.
The foot under the
stall. Wait, offices?
Yes.
Studio-wise?
Yes.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just giving an example. Where would you do this?
Chris.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I always wonder about the Larry, because Larry Craig had a
wide stance.
Wide stance, that's all it was.
Yeah. I have a wide stance.
And apparently not a lot of bran in his diet.
No.
Yeah. Because if you have a wide stance that wide, I mean, you're bearing down.
Yeah. He needed
right? Am I?
Those were pre-squatty potty days, too. So.
Right. Yeah.
Now things, you know.
Do you remember Larry Craig, the senator from Utah?
No, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
This was
when
five...
Was that?
Ten years ago?
Yeah, I bet at least 10.
Eight, 10 years ago, something like that. I think it was right after Obama got elected, somewhere in there. Anyways, he's a senator from Utah. He's at the Minneapolis airport. And
he told you, airport.
Right. And supposedly was hidden, like propositioning somebody underneath the stall.
This is the first time I hear this. So you,
10 years ago, June 11th.
When you put your foot underneath into the other, when you cross the border, that's a signal.
Hey, I'm interested in gay sex.
Okay.
Now, he said, and he got arrested, whatever.
He's got his own Wikipedia page for it.
He said that he just had a wide stance, Cal, so his foot kind of meandered underneath there.
They use it a lot in comedy, and they're making fun of him a lot.
Larry Craig, it's the wide stance.
So he propositioned someone and then blamed it on having a wide stance.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not enough raisins on his breakfast.
Right, because, I mean, why would you ever have that wide of a stance?
You're clenching.
Rev, exactly right. You're against the wall. Hold it.
Damn, that prune juice is not working. Yeah.
So wait a minute. In that situation, and I defer to Chris Cruz on this.
Oh, yes. I am a wide...
In that situation.
Yes.
You reach under there without with the wide stance to proposition.
Yes.
And then the person's like, okay, I'm into this too.
Yes.
Do you join them or do they join you into the stall?
No, you can't join them in the stall because it's too small. So everything happens underneath the wall.
Whoa, wait. Everybody stays in their respective stalls.
Yes.
And the activities happen underneath the stall wall.
Yes.
How does that work?
Oh. The logistics of that are...
Ew.
Oh. I'm more offended by you'd have to touch the bathroom floor.
Oh yeah. Yes. There's a lot of touching of a lot of body fluids.
Okay.
It's called cottaging.
Bathroom floors are really dirty.
Oh, yes. Especially guys where they don't know how to aim.
Wow. I didn't think that could be more disgusting. I mean, trolling in a public restroom for gay sex with random strangers, I didn't think it could be more disgusting.
Well, I wouldn't call you random. You're the man and the people.
Realizing you're on the floor.
Mm. I think if you're if you've consented to any kind of sex, really, in a public restroom with a stranger that you've never met before, I think the bathroom floor is really... It's really not a big deal.
No, yes, it should be. It should be. Listen,
Cal. You know, swap body fluid with a complete stranger.
When I have random gay sex in a restroom, I wanted a clean restroom, a clean environment for my random gay sex that I pay for.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Chris and Cal got it all wrong while I was on vacation. I'm just guessing you guys got it all wrong. Based on the reports I received, you got it all wrong.
There was some questionable...
I mean about some of the big media stories. I'm thinking you guys got it pretty wrong.
I was going to say, you told him about the photo shoot we have coming up.
No, the rest of that stuff. I got updates. I got regular reports. I have people.
So are Kirk, you in?
And thank you for the updates, Kirk.
A2 Kirk.
Aha!
A2 Kirk.
The leak. I'm the leak.
He was paid handsomely.
He's the leak.
With my wide stance.
The leak. A lot of some meetings in the bathroom.
I'm guessing you guys got it wrong, but I'll defer to you. Well, you know, just go ahead and tell me. The shooting in D.C., the congressman. What was the basic?
Oh, he hated Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a left-wing nut.
Yep.
Right. But I mean, did you guys have any in particular, any interesting take on the thing? Here's Bernie Sanders, Tim Kaine, Loretta Lynch, Obama, the Democrats, liberals. They are not to blame for the shooting. They are not to blame. Trump, the GOP, Steve Scalise, conservatives, the Freedom Caucus. They are not to blame. Oh. You know who's to blame? Who? James T. Hodgkinson. He is alone to blame.
Yeah, that's where we went with it.
I mean, this is so frustrating to me, and this is where conservatives need to stand up and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, the guy had crazy leftist, extremist political agenda and views. Yes, he did, and that's what motivated him. But Bernie Sanders is not to blame for this.
No.
Nor is any of the other people that share his crazy ideas. He did this because if you don't stand up and say Bernie is not to blame for this, or anybody else who, even if they said, hey, James T. Hodgkinson, you ought to go shoot some congressmen. Even if they said that, they are not to blame. Because if you do not stand up and say that, then you and I can be blamed for anything at any time.
True, yeah.
Cal, you're wearing a black jacket today. That triggered me to beat the snot out of Chris Cruz.
It's my fault.
And then go into the restroom and have a wide stance and proposition Brad. It's all yours. Now, reasonable people may argue, well, I don't see the connection, but it doesn't matter. It's the same argument we make about being offended. You can be offended by anything. The responsibility is not on me to not offend you. The responsibility is on you to not be offended. My responsibility is not to not incite people to do things. The responsibility is on you that if I say insightful things, to not act on them.
Cannot be a crazy
right
job.
This is so damn frustrating.
The majority of society does stay within the confines of the law.
Yes.
Once in a while.
Even those liberals that I don't agree with.
Yes.
They do. I mean, first of all, how many people are shot a day for political rhetoric, whatever? It's still, there's 330 million people in America.
Yeah. I would think it's a pretty low number.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it's 93, and I don't know why I know that. I think it's 93 a day because I looked that up for some reason.
93 people a day?
Mm-hmm.
This is so frustrating to me. It was, first of all, powerfully frustrating that within, we've got new track records of people making political issues out of horrible situations. There were prominent people, not even your just your internet trolls out there, prominent people that were like, oh, right-wing nut job, guns.
Mm-hmm.
Right off,
mm-hmm.
within seconds, reporters, people with verified accounts, political pundits, within seconds. Guys, you can comment, you can joke, you can claim, you can make it political right off. Have fun. That is your First Amendment right. And I just told you, it is the responsibility of the individual not to be a jerk or to act upon it.
Right.
But it's morally wrong to politicize something within minutes when the family doesn't even know what's going on. You can still do it, but it's a Rule 5 question. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And that's the same thing for James T. Hodgkinson. Can you go and shoot people? Yes. Legally, you can't. So there's a legal violation. But even if it wasn't legal, they're right. There's a moral question, too. Should you morally shoot people? No.
Pretty basic.
Rule 5. So stop commenting left or right, no matter how significant the point is within minutes of it. Do you know how many points I could make whenever this stuff happens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We all know who's to blame. The nutbag with the gun.
Fortunately, he was a horrible shot.
Yes.
Oh, who are you, Caitlyn Jenner now? Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
So Caitlyn Jenner says she was at a conference on Friday. But it still seems weird. She was at a conference in D.C. on Friday.
She's looking pretty good, too.
It's officially she now.
Okay, she.
It's been removed.
She. It's.
She has the wall eye.
The wall
eye? One eye looking at you, the other looking at the wall. the
space
the
eye?
I don't know what it is. A funky eye there. It's looking kind of weird. I never realized. Kind of the cross, something.
Did that happen after?
No, I think she always did. I think it's more, I don't know.
Prominent now that he has breasts?
Maybe it's mascara highlighting it. I don't know, but somehow.
I'm just proud that you're looking at his eyes.
I try to keep it classy.
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
So she is speaking at a conference, and she is a conservative, other than the tranny part. Conservative. Well, I mean, there are certainly
conservative transsexual.
I'm just right as far as transsexual rights and carrying this baton,
right,
and pushing for right. things that are. It's not. You can be conservative mm-hmm. and also be transsexual, mm-hmm. transgender. What is that? Did we figure that out? Cross, whatever. Mm-hmm. Any of those things.
Right.
It's not what you're doing there. It's in the political realm when you start saying we need special laws and to promote this and tolerance or whatever. That part
right.
is not the conservative. Anyway. Speaking to a bunch of Republicans and said about the shooting, as far as the people that were injured, it's an absolute shame. You just want them to recover. Fortunately, the guy was a really bad shot. Liberals can't even shoot straight.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that troubling?
Yeah.
I think that was less offensive, bothering, troublesome than a lot of things.
I'm so rarely offended by anything, so. I just thought it was funny when she said it.
Right.
And again, she looked hot doing it.
And every, wow.
What? What? Don't you dare judge me.
No, we're not judging, not at all.
Oh, I heard you, Chris. I heard Chris Cruz back there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And again, some people are going to be, I'm rarely offended by jokes.
Yeah.
I'm offended by jokes when they're not funny.
Yes.
This is
that's more offensive.
Okay, you know.
Yeah.
I'm more offended by the ones that fall flat. Then your attempt at a joke, even an untimely one. I try to avoid it because it's not my goal in life to tick people off. I'm not walking into your church cracking wise about your deity. It's not happening. I may crack wise about it other places.
I'll wait until I get out of the building.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to offend.
Right.
And I think there's the line that we seem to have missed here. Whether it's the shooting or anything else. We've got to understand and start realizing that there's just a lot of people. In this case, James T. Hodgkinson, the guy's crazy.
Yes.
If you can do something like this on some level, you got the crazy.
Of course, yeah.
He's I don't know if what the official clinical diagnosis is, but on some level, you got the crazy.
That'd be crazy. Well, right? and his background, too. He's got a long list of crazy behind him, too.
But we got to start taking some responsibility. Not, again, for your words, because you have the right to say what you want, and you can be as triggering and inciting as you want. Rule 5, maybe you shouldn't, but you still can. The responsibility's on them not to shoot the place up. But we've got to be, it takes some more personal responsibility in our selfishness. We live in a world now where it is all about me. That's the failure here. Not that you don't have a right to be pissed off or things to be pissed off about when you got corporate America screwing us over, mm-hmm. You know, not actually being capitalist, but pretending they are and carving up the world for themselves. You've got DC that is absolutely screwing us over every day.
Completely useless.
Right. We're fighting these battles every day. Yes, you're right. They're screwing you over and you're trying to take care of your family. You're right. We got to stop being selfish with it, though. You can stand up for right and not be selfish because, and I don't mean selfish about taking money and having your little world. I mean the fact that people are self-focused and have zero awareness of everything else around them or anybody else around them.
Oh, that is so prevalent today.
Stand in the supermarket. Walk through the supermarket. People, 14 of them in a gang standing mm-hmm. together in the middle of the aisle. Can you step to the right 4 inches so other people can go through?
Yeah.
People think they're special because they have a Facebook page and they put little kitty cats in ice cream cones because I like kitty cats and ice cream cones and that makes you special. Knock it off. Stop worrying about yourself and start worrying about your fellow man and treat people better.
Or just be aware. Be aware of the world around you.
Right. I'm not telling you, go ahead and, give everybody money so you could save everybody. It'd be nice if you helped them out. Can you just stop being a jerk? Like you said, aware. Just step to the side, damn it. Get out of the fast lane if you're not going fast.
Step outside yourself for a second.
So damn frustrating. I say that after a week in Orlando.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. This is the Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
Popping in, including Keith, who I think was Keith did headlines last week, right?
He did. He did a good job.
He did great.
That's not what Kirk said. See, I think you guys are kind of sound. Kirk was giving him the. It was very critical of him last week. He said
we could do better.
I don't feel this, but Kirk's like to punch gay people in the face.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Do you really want to take the word of
a homophobe like that and violent person? But so Keith popped in and suggested that maybe he asked, was the guy walking to or fro the restrooms, that maybe the guy did a head tip like over there?
No, that you did the head tip over there. Yeah.
When he wasn't. He was walking from across the parking space from driver's side to passenger side.
Okay.
And from the restroom area, because that was directly in front of the car, mm-hmm. towards the back of the car, kind of crossing
what
at an
color,
angle.
What color car were you driving?
Black.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, black cars are a gay car now?
Black car is a gay car. It's a four-door sedan?
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Maybe in Florida.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know what else you have going on in Florida there. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. And you know what is? You know, I was going to be like against the guy, but here's the thing. Right. He was walking away from the bathroom.
Yes.
He just finished a meeting there. And he was like.
A meeting? Is that vernacular now in Florida? Yes. I got a meeting.
It's a meeting.
I got to catch a meeting.
Yeah, because then you could write it off.
Oh, on your taxes.
Yes.
So, yeah,
wow, guys.
What does writing have to do with this?
Yes.
But okay, got
you
it.
Write
got
it off. So he was probably, that's why he dropped it to 10. He was like, I got another meeting down this other stall.
Listen, I can fit you in. It's 10. Actually, you're right. If it's. That's $10 dollar a minute,
dollar
$60
a minute.
Bucks an hour.
You know, he's a capitalist, is what he is.
He is. He saw the black car. He was like, damn it. Another black car.
He's filling
How many black cars around you?
Filling a niche.
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah. Did you park next to the handicap? To the left of the handicap or to the right of the handicap?
I don't know if it was left or right. I mean, there were some handicapped spots because I was up towards the front.
Yeah.
I think you parked in the gay parking spot. The gay sex parking spot.
I'm
going
to need you the next time I go for you to make me a list.
Okay, yeah.
Of gay tip-offs.
There's a lot of things because if you park to the left side of the handicap, you're okay. But you park on the right side of the handicap.
Is this like the earring back in the day, left or right ear?
Was there a sign? And you got handicap signs. You got reserve parking signs. Is this gay bathroom sex sign that you parked
in the parking
spot? I
don't think so. You had the blue highlighted area for handicap.
Was it rainbow?
No, that's what maybe they should have. I didn't see it, but maybe the sand had blown across it.
Were we wearing sandals, the Jesus sandal or the thong sandals?
Thong sandals.
Oh, my God.
You basically were shouting it out.
Yeah. So you're saying
wearing a billboard.
Yeah.
You were, I was like a lighthouse for paid gay sex?
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's what it looks like, yeah.
Hey, get the tweets in with the hashtag what I learned today if you've got them. Get them into it.
Steve42 tweeted, Doc seems more angry than before he took, quote, vacation. You do.
Guys, I am so much more angry after. I was driving in last night and I'm going, I am more frustrated and angry right this second.
I was going to say, you don't look rested. You look.
I'm not rested at all.
You look actually a little bit more tense and tired.
I absolutely am because I didn't get my week-long venting. I had more issues and frustrations
pent up.
So I had an increase in the amount of frustrations, traffic alone in Orlando. I'm serious. That's
paying.
It's horrible. No, it's really horrible.
I'm like, honey, it's only like 2.5 miles away.
Oh, no.
40 minutes later.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not talking going to the park. I'm talking to like 7-Eleven, anything.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And all of the roads are tolls. What is it? Construction and tolls. What are they doing there?
Don't
so
go
I've
to
got
Florida.
Many more frustrations and less therapy.
Yeah. You're just more. Calisco Fefe Mower tweeted, Chris Cruz knows about bathroom sex. Blaze Brad likes trannies. Next we'll learn Cal loves lawn care. Hashtag fake news.
How's the lawn going?
I got a guy.
Is he coming more than once a week now?
I got him to every 3 weeks.
That's not going to work.
That's what I'm
going to need somebody to go to Cal's house and get the neighbor on.
What? I got it to every... I'm doing the...
First of all, we need pictures of the lawn.
I've actually tweeted out pictures.
No.
There was a whole thing going on.
Not yours.
I tweeted out a picture of my lawn all cut. I tweeted out a picture of the new grill I got. I'm getting domesticated.
Yeah, the day after the guy cuts or that afternoon.
What?
And we need to interview the neighbor.
We need a picture from today's
press. I'll take a picture today.
And I need to hear from the neighbor.
Okay.
And tell them if they... We'll disguise their voices like this. If they want. So Cal doesn't know which neighbor it is, but I need the truth from these people. I need to find out, because trust me, you are the black sheep.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.